Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the latest edition of the Woke Bros. Of course, I'm your co-host, Big Waz, a.k.a. Waziland Bray, and back from the Mediterranean Sea, looking all sun-kissed and olive-skinned, my boy, Nando Vila. What's going on, brother?
I'm gonna say that that's racist against Spaniard, you know? That comment olive is skin? Racist.
Or I guess I'm just allowed to use that for Italians?
I'm canceling. Yeah, oh, I'm canceling you.
Wouldn't be the first time. man, listen, big shout out to my man Noah Colwin for coming on in Nando's absence.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Jess Burbank for coming on last week. I swear to God, my phone ain't never blow up so much in my life than when Jessica Burbank came on. Like, who that? Who that? Like, yo, guys.
Relax, oh.
She's a superstar. She don't got time for you losers. Sorry. anyway, on today's show, a huge, major victory for the left in Chicago. Brandon Johnson, a Bernie bro progressive, won the mayoral race in Chicago. This is left hasn't seen a win this big in God knows how long. We're gonna get into that, but first, man, ProPublica this morning. Shout out to ProPublica. They do incredible journalistic work over there. They are incredible. They did a long, deep dive investigation into the lifestyle of one Clarence Thomas, aka the biggest Uncle Tom in probably American history. his lavish gifts from one of his buddy billionaires, and the corruption, the obvious corruption, is one thing, but it's always sweet when we can add just outright lies and hypocrisy on top of it. Please play this Clarence Thomas clip for us, Jerv. Okay. Yeah, that's good, Jerv. Clarence Thomas would prefer to be in a Walmart parking lot than any beach on the Mediterranean Sea, y'all. Or so he would have us believe, except ProPublica. Again, God bless the good folks who worked on this, man. That's not really the case. Clarence Thomas's boys with I don't know if this guy's a billionaire, but he's a real estate magnate. What's this dude's name again?
His dude is it sounds like a cartoon villain name, like a cartoon Harlan Republican
Crow.
Villain.
Harlan Crow.
Like what the fuck? Like that guy's got to be evil.
Harlan Crow, a Dallas-based real estate magnate. It's been uncovered that Clarence Thomas regularly for the past decade plus, every summer he's chartering this guy's private plane. He's on his mega yacht. It says back in June of 2019, Thomas boarded Crow's private jet to Indonesia for 9 days of island hopping on Crow's yacht.
And they got Walmarts there, dude. They got Walmarts there in Indonesia.
Thomas had Thomas chartered the jet and the yacht himself for those 9 days, it would have cost $500K, y'all. So this is $500K. Plus, we don't even know all the other perks and benefits. That's just the charter. The transportation that was used for this trip. And that's just $500K for some real estate magnate in Dallas. And of course, you know, all kinds of other shit like these male only resort and suite trips to New Zealand. I mean, we're talking about all kinds of perks being handed over to this dude. And, you know, people might say, okay, so what is this? Bro, he is one of the 9 justices on the Supreme Court. He is an extremely powerful and influential person, and he's just straight up bought and paid for.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just, I mean, first of all, the little detail that is buried in some of the reporting that I've seen about it is that this guy, Harlan Crow, again, sounds like a cartoon villain. He's a member of something called the Bohemian Club. Do you know about this, Waz?
Not familiar with the Bohemian Club. I don't think we got that.
Oh, this is like some Illuminati shit, you know? Like, is like some real Illuminati shit. This is like super weird shit, you know? It's like one of the things that Alex Jones has like always been obsessed with, the Bohemian Club. It's this basically kind of semi-secret society of all men. and they go to this yearly retreat called Bohemian Grove. Like, it's been around forever. It's been around for, you know, over 100 years. And, you know, Richard Nixon would always talk about it on his tapes, and like, he was convinced that, like, they were
out, they were out to get him. You know, everybody was out to get him.
And so this dude is a member of the Bohemian Club. I mean, this is like some of real Illuminati shit. This is like the top most powerful people in America. And they have this like yearly retreat called Bohemian Grove, which like God knows what the fuck goes down in there. And he would take Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas would go with him as his guest to Bohemian Grove. As early as 1997. It's fucking, it's just perfect. I mean, it's just like, you know, like you think we're all being ruled by sickos who just like don't give a fuck, but then you find out in the reporting that it's all true. It's really just insane.
100%. And, you know, these trips, and on these trips and at these retreats, who do you think Clarence Thomas is meeting with and hanging out with? It's all business leaders. You know, corporate overlords, the ruling class, like, all right, yeah, right-wing activists is like, yeah, we want you guys to take up this case. We want you to rule this way. But, like, what else could it be? They're not lavishing these gifts on Clarence Thomas because he's such a great personality and just a great guy to hang out with. You know?
Yeah.
They don't just enjoy this fool's company. He is bought and paid for. And the craziest shit about this, and we talk about it up here all the time, but I don't think people have a great enough understanding, is how anti-democratic the institution of the Supreme Court is. They are not appointed by voters, and it's a lifetime appointment. And there are no rules that actually govern their behavior, right? And so they essentially just get to operate as little kings. They treat the Supreme Court as their little fiefdom, and they get to peddle influence and get back whatever trinkets that they feel are their just dues.
Yeah. No, I mean, I always get frustrated with libs who, like, fucking love the court.
Oh, you know,
like,
God. They love the Supreme Court. Abolish the court yesterday, please.
Yeah, yeah. Or, like, just ignore it. Or, you know, like, there's, like, it's just so ridiculous that they have all this power. You know, they're basically unelected. And so we have very little, I mean, I guess technically there's Democratic input because they're nominated by Congress and Senate, but the fact that they have these lifetime appointments, I mean, Thomas has been on the fucking court for over 30 years.
Yep.
I mean, it's crazy.
January 6th.
Yeah, his wife is like a huge Trump like supporter. It's hilarious. But dude, I was reading Chuck Klosterman's book, The 90s. I don't know if you've seen his man. It's fucking excellent, by the way. I mean, everyone should read it. But there's a long section on the Clarence Thomas confirmation hearings, which were, by the way, run by a guy named Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, of course.
Yeah, Brandon Anita was running
Hill,
those hearings.
All of that stuff, yeah. Of course.
It's like, I never like really dug into that shit. And it's really wild. I mean, this guy's life is like one of the most fascinating things. Just, he is kind of a perfect distillation of everything. Like, his whole life is a perfect distillation of everything that is wrong with American politics. It's really remarkable.
Yeah. And, you know, for people, just a little bit of background of Clarence Thomas, like, this dude, he is legitimately from some backwater, right, in the country. He's from rural America, deep South. Like, this guy experienced virulent racism in his life. Like, that's legitimately his bona fides as far as his upbringing. However, he went to college and the bougie light-skinned blacks shunned him. Yeah. And he was like, fuck these elitist pricks. They think they're better than me? Watch this. I'm going to become a black conservative, motherfuckers. I'm going to be a black Republican. Yeah. And so, yeah, so much of that experience has sort of shaded his life as a public figure, right? That's why he's so anti-shit like affirmative action, because he's just like, bro, the black bourgeoisie is a bunch of shitheads. We don't need to give them any more trinkets like affirmative action. And so, he is a really fascinating figure in that way. But, yeah, this is just like, like, in any normal functioning system, this dude would have quit today, not even tomorrow. Like, this shit would have came out and it would have been like, yeah, this is completely fucked and corrupt.
Yeah.
And there's no way I can do this job legit. There's no way I can be seen as legitimate in this job that I do. No shot.
No, I guess there's technically a way to impeach a Supreme Court justice. Like, it's theoretically possible. It's never happened. I mean, I guess one guy got impeached, but then he didn't actually get removed back in, like, the early 1800s. So it's really difficult, almost pretty much practically impossible. The fact that there is no mechanism to get rid of this guy, that he could just do whatever the fuck he wants, you know, like, just violate all kinds of ethics. There's no way to deal with it. It's really depressing.
Yeah, I would encourage everybody right now to go read that piece in ProPublica, because it is just, it's elite news reporting. This gets to the heart of everything that is fucked up about this, what our system and what we're going through today. And just, this dude is just red-handed. It's just, he's just been caught red-handed being corrupt. And most likely nothing is going to come of this, which is just, it's all you need to know. Anyway, yeah, man, but on to some better news, Nando.
Yeah.
You know, this brother who, I'm not going to lie to you, I was not paying much attention to Chicago's mayoral race, but Brandon Johnson, former teachers union guy, a union recruiter, organizer, former Chicago public school teacher. He ran for mayor of Chicago on a progressive message of taxing the shit out of wealthy people and corporations in order to give back some of those resources to working families in Chicago. And he won. He fucking won. Our guy Bernie, of course, campaigned with him. Just incredible stuff, man. And he took down.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer. And I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Basically a centrist, right-wing, Democrat type of dude, tough on crime, yada, 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 a bunch of milquetoast shit that clearly there's no constituency for, not in Chicago anyway. And he won, Nando, a huge win for the left in Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, Chicago is the third largest city in America. Yep. Nothing to sneeze at. You know, I think he becomes basically the most powerful progressive in America, probably. You know what I mean? I mean, Bernie's powerful, but like he's just in the Senate. Like he doesn't have any executive authority, if that makes sense. Like he can't do anything himself. Like when you're the mayor, you have a lot of personal power. And the fact that he's buttressed by the Chicago Teachers Union. I mean, the Chicago Teachers Union is one of the more aggressive militant in the country. I mean, do you remember the Chicago teacher strike like 4 or 5 years ago? I think it was 2019. That was one of the longest teacher strikes in decades. And I remember at the time it was like a huge flashpoint between, you know, like the libs were always like squishy about it, like, you know, like, as they tend to be.
Always.
You know what I mean? And it was like, and they've really built a powerful political machine. I mean, I think it's worth underscoring that Chicago is a city that it has one of the, or traditionally known to have one of the most corrupt political machines in American history. Yeah. Right?
The daily machine,
they fucking ran that city for fucking decades. You know, and it one of the more corrupt states in America. I mean, the
Illinois, just generally speaking, it's up there with Louisiana. It's up there when it comes to state government. Like,
Rod Blagojevich went to fucking jail. Like, he went to jail.
Got that man on tape talking about, what you talking about? I got a seat that's valuable. I'm going to extract value from it.
You don't want to do that on tape. You don't got to say that. You got to like say a little bit like, oh, well, you know. But so the fact that the Chicago Teachers Union have organized to build a alternative political machine, you know, because that's what it is. That's how you wield power. You need them to get shit through, to rally support, to discipline people. You know, like if this dude starts, you know, trying to privatize education because someone got to him, like, the teachers union will fucking slap him down and he'll have to answer to them. That's the whole point of a union and its effect on politics. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, during the campaign, all the cops were like terrified, you know, they were like, they were saying that there's going to be like death, like mass death on the streets and shit.
Right.
Like that.
And it is one of the challenges on the spot and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. And it is one of the challenges of, you know, left-wing politicians in any kind of city government, is that the police, who are so integral to a functioning society and have so much power in kind of day-to-day, you know, affairs of a city, like they do all kinds of shit to like fuck your shit up. You know what I mean? Like they do like quiet quitting. They allow crime to go high, which, you know, pisses people off. Like they have ways.
And most importantly, these motherfuckers could get you killed and get away with it. That's the part that doesn't get said enough about the cops. Like, they are the state's arm of violence. Like, they're the ones who are permitted to wield violence. And because of this fact, like, they know how to kill people.
Yeah.
You know, this is real shit we're talking about here.
Yeah. No, and so that's always going to be a challenge with any left-wing kind of power within a city. But it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, it's like I said, Chicago, third largest city in America. It seems pretty obvious that the left is making gains in city governments, right? You know, there's obviously all of like the New York state councilmen and things like that. Mm-hmm. Like there's like a DSA caucus and all that shit. In LA, there's the you know, Nithya Raman, Hugo Soto Martinez, Unisys, like, you know, the amazing work that some of our friends have been doing here in LA to get left wingers on the city council, which is where the real power is, right? Like in LA, there's like a weak mayor. And then in Chicago, the fucking mayor is basically a Bernie bro. It's pretty remarkable. You know, the left still doesn't win anywhere kind of statewide or things like that, but man, you know, there's a lot of power in these cities and things can get done. Hopefully he can do something.
Yeah. And, you're going to fucking love this. So of course the Chicago Tribune, they endorsed his opponent. Because God forbid you endorse a dyed-in-the-wool, actual progressive, working guy, union guy. God forbid you ever support that. And on their editorial page, I just want to read to you the headline, Nando. You're going to love this.
Yeah.
Editorial. Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson found a place in his speech. Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson found a place in his acceptance speech for God, but not Barack Obama.
Oh my God. Poor baby. Obama.
Yo, man. You can't make this shit up with these people, bro. Like,
you must genuflect to Obama. Who gives a shit?
Like,
get the fuck out of here. Why is he supposed to fake Obama? What the fuck?
Like, oh, he's a black left, blah, blah, blah. And he, like, Barry is the antithesis of everything this guy stands for.
Yeah.
He's centrist, neoliberal scum. Where was Barack Obama to endorse his candidacy? He wasn't campaigning with him. It was Bernie Sanders who was doing that shit.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? But these libs, man, they're just so obsessed with Obama, bro. It's disgusting. Like, you literally invoked God. Like, who does this guy think he is? He's thanking God in his speech, but not Barry? Like, no.
It's crazy, man. I mean, and this other guy, Paul Vallis, was like a big, education privatization reformer type guy.
Betsy DeVos.
I think fucking Betsy DeVos donated to him. I mean, that's wild.
Talk about
that is wild.
One of the biggest rules.
And the thing is, you know, it is interesting that he ran, you know, because we've talked about this a lot. And I think I don't even know like what to think anymore, because the politics of crime are all kind of, they seem random. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, the guy Vallis ran on a tough on crime, you know, thing. And you would think, like, you know, that's been the kind of thing du jour of the past few years, and people have won on it, and it's worked. And Brandon Johnson ran on a kind of, you know, social services, you know, he's not like defunding the police or anything like that, but it's like an emphasis on social services as a way to fight crime, you know, increase.
Getting people mental health care stuff.
Yeah.
I think
all
like
that shit.
Daycare type of stuff, like, you know, shit that people need and use.
Yeah.
You know, and go figure.
And he won, which is like goes against like all of the conventional wisdom, which I, by the way, like I kind of agreed with. That I was like, man, the crime shit is tough, man. It's always been tough to run against. Like, it's just so, you know, like, it's the classic thing. It's so easy.
But I think if you're in a place like Chicago, because I think what Nando was trying to get at is that a lot of the conventional wisdom is that the people who are most affected by the crime tend to be the ones that are like, no, like, we really do need some fucking cops. We really do need some policing over here. Like, there are people here who live here who aren't criminals and are being deeply affected by the problem of crime in this area. So the conventional wisdom being that a tough on crime rhetoric will be very appealing to those people. But I would submit that, man, if you black in Chicago, man, and you hear this, the tough on crime rhetoric, you got to receive that. That lands on your ear a little differently, bro.
Yeah, like Laquan McDonald shit, you know.
Come on,
I mean,
now.
Like, that was it. But yeah, I mean, and in the exit polling, like the precincts that were most affected by an increase in crime in the past few years voted for Johnson and not for Vallis. Like, mm-hmm. They voted for the progressive guy. Again, I don't know what to think anymore, because that seemed like such a trend, right, in the wake of George Floyd, kind of like tough on crime people getting elected on a pro-police platform. But yeah, I mean, this one kind of bucked the trend. And obviously, like, there's not going to be like any kind of national trend pieces about it being like, oh my God, like, look, ooh, what, you know. Like, dude, Chicago is the third largest city in America. This is a big fucking city. This is a lot of people.
It's a huge deal. And the mayor can actually wield some level of influence. Now, of course, as we know with anything, the corporations, the corporate power that governs a lot that goes on in the city, those interests, they're not just going to lay down and just be like, oh, yeah, let him get his – he won fair and square. Just let him get his agenda through. This is what the people of the city want. Let it happen. No. That's not gonna. That could never be allowed.
They'll call their friend Barack Obama.
Oh my God! Easily.
Yeah.
But But again, this is super heartening stuff. We rarely get any great news like this, and so it's important that we share it. Just one last thing. Y'all know we not that type of show. We don't fall for the Trump is going down. Blah blah blah. Yes, he got arrested, turned himself in New York. Even libs, man, who are following this case are like, this is pretty weak sauce, this shit in New York. It feels like this DA is trying to get famous. And I'm the one that prosecuted Donald Trump, finally.
Yeah.
But this shit is weak sauce. In Georgia, they got some shit. Like, yeah. This dude's, like, calling people and like, yo, change the votes. You know what I mean?
Give me
like,
one more vote than the other guy got. Yeah.
In Georgia, they got some legitimate dirt. But this New York shit is crap. I'm sorry. I know we all hate Trump and he's a scourge on our society. And I get that. But this is small potatoes, weak sauce, bro.
I mean, I was always like the Stormy Daniels thing. I was always like, wait. What's like you can't do that?
Fraud.
Yeah, like
wait, you can't.
They've been
doing this for hundreds of years in politics. Yeah. What?
I
think this is what we did in politics.
Yeah, like that's illegal. You go to jail for that? What? This doesn't make any sense.
But just so people know, like the idea is that he misappropriated funds and on his, you know, on his declaration of what the campaign spent, he lied and blah, blah, blah. Like they trying to get this fool on a technicality.
That's like a technicality, dude. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I don't know. Like, okay, let's assume for a second that Trump like went down for this. Like, this is like, grant me that for a second. I agree with you that the case is pretty weak and that. They might like suffer like an embarrassing defeat, you know.
I think they're gonna lose. 100% they're gonna lose. Especially in New York. People love Trump in New York.
let's say that he does go down, right? The thing is, you know, obviously like that would be remarkable because like it's a US president going to jail or whatever. Like that's like a huge thing. But my read on it is like obviously like every US president does crimes like all the time, right? Like they like every single one could be
It's part for the course.
It's like kind of comes with the territory. But they had to find for Trump because Trump is so sui generis and they all fucking hate him. Like they that is true. Like the sort of powers that be don't like having Trump
state,
around.
The deep
like
state legitimately hates Trump.
Yeah, like when they when Trump talks about the deep state, it's like yeah. You know, like they want to get him. They don't want to deal with him. So
he's
they have to find.
He's dissing our NAFTA shit. He's dissing our wars abroad. Like what the fuck? Like
he's just like fucking up
butter.
The smooth.
What's this guy doing?
Yeah, he's fucking up the smooth kind of functioning of the system. I'm not trying to say like Trump is like this like kind of threat to the system. He's like not even because he's too much of a fucking lazy, you know, coward. But they had to find a crime that was so random and that like no other president would do. You know what I mean? So they wouldn't set a precedent for like, you know, you know, he like committed a war crime. Like that's all of them would go to jail. You know what I mean? Like they had to find a crime like. He bought a hooker and then paid her to stay silent. Like, you know, these days, no one running for president is stupid enough to do that like that way. They're all just kind of psychopaths. They wouldn't even buy a hooker in the first place anymore.
My thing is, Nando, on both sides of the ideological divide amongst the people in America, like what percentage of Americans actually think you should go to jail for paying a hooker not to snitch on you in public? Nobody thinks this is a jailable offense. Nobody in their right minds thinks this is a jailable offense. It's just the libs are so weird, man. The shit that they'll do is just like, yo, let it go. Let it go, bruh. Oh, you know, he flouted the law. Like, that's what these people do. Shit is crazy.
He's still going to win the primary. I mean, do you see DeSantis in the last few weeks, man? That dude is fucking struggling,
It's tough.
That dude does not have the juice, man. It's like they called him up to the major leagues, you know what I mean?
He's a small fry. Like, this dude was just he was an anonymous fucking Congress critter, man. Nobody had ever thought, like, oh, we're going to tap DeSantis for greatness. He's
such a weirdo too. Like,
sounds strange.
Like, he's so weird. Like, I mean, that those pieces that came out about his personality and just like how like icky he feels around humans. He doesn't like to do like Trump. Like, hates everyone. That's true. But he's so good in a crowd. You know, like, dude, he's so good in a crowd. And like, I feel like Trump is starting to cook again. I don't know. Like, he's starting to cook. Like, did you see the clip on Fox News when he was on Hannity talking about DeSantis? Like. But he was
he begged
to me for the endorsement. He was toast. It was finished. And he gave to me, and he was like, listen, run. Even if George Washington gave you an endorsement, even if the late, great Abraham Lincoln.
The late, great Abraham Lincoln could have endorsed you.
Yeah. And he's like, so he came to me and he went for the endorsement and he wrote something out and it was terrible. And so he took it and I made it great.
Bro, DeSantis is not beating this dude. It's not happening. He's a small.
And DeSantis is like, I'm focused on delivering for the people of my state. It's like, you know, Trump is like, DeSantis is a fucking pussy, and he's like, DeSantis is like, oh well, actually, no, I'm not, because like I'm, you know, like he's a fucking nerd, dude. He's a fucking nerd. We forget DeSantis is like a Yale guy. He's a fucking nerd.
He's a dork, big time dork. It's not looking good for him. Yeah. Them tech bros might have picked the wrong horse to bet on. But anyway, man, that's our show for today, man. Want to thank you guys for tuning in. Of course, become a Patreon at patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're checking out all of our other Count the Dings offerings. Nando, thank you for coming on again. We will see you guys next week. Peace out.